I love the Olympics.
Do you?
I love the Olympics. They don't seem to be quite so pure as the driven snow as they used to be, like back in the 50s and 60s. Yeah. I mean, when you can take participants from professional sports and put them in the Olympics, that's kind of new. But I love the Olympics.
You know, I was getting burnt out in the first 10 minutes I started watching it this year. You mute the announcers, man, sucks you right back in.
Yeah, there was some conversation about the announcer there, especially the first couple nights. But last week we did something we've never done here at Rosie on the House. And before we do it again for the second time, I want to welcome you all who are listening across Arizona and let you know that in the 9 o'clock hours, when we generally just open the lines up and allow you to call us and ask us any question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, from the base of the foundations to the top of the roof ridge, if you've got a question, a problem, a dilemma, an anxiety, give us a ring and let's see if there isn't some way we can help you through it, especially this President's Day weekend. Maybe it's an extra day, 3-day weekend, and you're going to try and tackle something around the house, some little project, some little endeavor. Give us a ring. We've got the expertise and the experience to coach you through what products to use, what tools to use, and a couple little tricks of the trade to make sure it gets done right. So when your mother-in-law comes over, she doesn't automatically say, oh, I see you tackled another project. You want her to come over and say, wow, what a beautiful project, huh? 1-888-767-4348. But like I say, we did this for the very first time last week. We brought in a Russian interpreter who helped us learn a couple key phrases and words about how to intermingle if you attend to go to the Olympics. And we thought we'd bring him back. We got such incredible feedback on him last week. Has he been disconnected?
Wayne?
Oh, no, I'm here.
There you go.
We've got Captain Wayne Dahl, most recently attached to 2nd Infantry Division, 4th Striker Brigade, out of the base. It's the McCord. What was it? The McCord Joint Base? It changed names.
Joint Base Lewis McCord, but it's still, in my heart, Fort Lewis.
It was Fort Lewis when you got there, right?
Right, right. And then when I left and came back, it was a new base, Joint Base Lewis McCord, but we still called it Fort Lewis.
Captain Wayne Dahl, the Army, he's been in the 82nd Airborne, he's been in the 75th Rangers, he's jump qualified, and he's at the Presidio in Monterey, the Strategic Language School, learning how to be James Bond, and
something like that.
and he's in Russian immersion, so we thought we'd bring him in. Have you been watching the Olympics, Wayne?
We have, on mostly on the internet, just watching clips with Gabe, and I'm most impressed with the freestyle skiing, the ski style they have, with the skiers going down the same rails and ramps that the snowboarders use.
Has
been pretty amazing.
Didn't U.S. sweep that gold, silver, and bronze?
We did, gold, silver, bronze.
Nice.
Yeah.
And landing backwards.
I'm waiting for the bobsled tricks. So I don't know if they're like going to have ramps this year for the bobsleds where they like have to make jumps.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. I can't wait to see what they do with bobsled.
Maybe a 360 loop-de-loo or something. Okay, so let's talk about the Americans, how they swept the men's downhill freestyle. How would you say, is Russia competing in this sport?
Okay, we would say, U Russia yes, Lizniki, Vietnam Vidya Sporta.
Okay.
Does Russia have any skiers in this type of sport?
And how about Comrade? Have you seen the medal count?
Oh, товарищ, вы уже увидели количество медалей. Have you seen the collection of medals? Which, молодцы, Russia is winning today, which is interesting.
Okay. Did they win?
They're one ahead.
Did they?
One ahead of the U.S. and Norway.
Did they win the men's? The men's hockey was on this morning, and it was in overtime as we came into the studio. So I don't know how that is. How about this is my gold medal, now I'm going to kiss your girlfriend?
Oh. it's a мой золотая медаль, и сейчас я целую, I think, вашу девушку.
How about, where is the CIA staying?
Oh, Mighty G'day Astana Vatsa Egentov through. So do you know where the Asians are staying? I think that's how to say staying. Or you could say Viznaiti Kakoi Gastanichia Yest Egentov through. So that would be what hotel or the CIA agent's located.
Can you? How would you stereotype a Russian accent? I mean, the Germans is easy, and there's you know the Asian accent. How do you do like a?
You know that's really hard because every day that we're in speaking class, our instructors tell us that we sound like Americans. We're foreign people, and it's really really hard to get. But it's a lot of times very fast, and like the end of the words, the key characteristic is they get slurred. Because the talking is so fast. So it's hard to tell sometimes what the words are because the endings are so slurred that you just have to learn. That's why they teach us so much grammar, so that we know what it should be, even though we don't always hear what it was. So, like, you know, certain adjectives all have endings, but they all sound the same because everybody talks so fast.
Fantastic. Well, there you go. That's just Rosie on the House contribution to the global effort of bridging the politics and making the Olympics what it's truly designed to be, a unifying effort. So
I have a message for Romy. So okay. I want to say, Pastorvlayu, za novi rebionok. So congratulations on the new child.
Oh, thank you.
Я желаю твоей счастья, удачу и возможность еще спать. So I wish you the happiness, success, kind of more happiness, and the opportunity to steal sleep.
To sleep, yes. Thank you. I was waiting for something smart out because I know that's what I would have said to you if I could have said.
Yeah.
That was very kind. Thank you.
All right, Captain Dahl, you can go back to your Russian studies now. We appreciate the educational opportunity you allowed us to share with all our Arizona listeners.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Man.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. He's killing me. He's taking my two grandsons to Garmisch, Germany in a couple months. I guess I will, for the first time ever in my life, have to leave the North American continent. I'm not crazy about that.
I'm not sure what would be worse, the flying or the boat.
Now, you know, when I go to Europe, Romy, I'm not going for a week. I'm not going for 2 weeks.
You're
going to have this show for a month or 6 weeks. I'm not going over there for just, if I go... I'm going to go.
Hey, I do have an update.
What is it?
Hockey won in double overtime, 3-2.
Nice. Who won? America?
America.
America won in double overtime.
Won. America won, yes.
Hockey won. America won.
I got you. I figured it
Romy
out.
Tracks with
You're
me.
Supposed to say that in Russian.
That
sounds oriental.
That's why I said that. What's
like Wayne said, it's hard to get.
How do you stereotypic?
We are multilingual.
A bad Russian accent. It's... I have to get that one figured out.
All right. How can we help you achieve the gold medal at your house with any remodeling or renovation or maintenance project you're tackling? Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. It's Rosie on the House.
Hey, we're going to start in Tom Riley's neck of the woods. Alan Chino Valley has a leak issue. Good morning, Al.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well.
I've got a large wall on my house that faces east. At the top of the peak, there's a triangular-shaped attic vent. And twice in the last 15 years, I've had wind and rain blow into there to the extent where I had to repair my ceiling along a joint comp where the sheetrock comes together.
Right, right.
Is there any way to, any kind of louvers or anything a guy can put on there so when a big slap of wind hits it, it just shuts them off, or some kind of contraption of some sort?
Can you access the attic?
Yes.
You can? Okay. How high above the ground is it from the outside?
Oh, it's pretty good. Ways up there. It's probably 15, 18 feet.
Okay. Well, listen, we just happened to have a special guest in studio today, Tom Riley, Prescott's premier full-service architect design remodeling company. The company's called Renovations. He actually lives north of you. Tom, you're only like, you can see the streetlights of Ashfork where you are.
If there were, I'm sure I could.
So in a vent. And again, the vent is facing which direction? East, I think he said. So that's going to be the direction of the prevailing winds.
Prevailing, we get south out of the southwest.
So yes.
East wind's kind of a rare thing. It's usually in the spring or winter.
Rosie does know it's the southwest. Yes. He just had a tongue twist there.
Yeah, I had a
I know that because that's where I learned it.
But he can get some wind curling there, okay? So you can get some turbulence there off the tip of that peak. What are we going to do to try and encourage him? And the wind's always blowing there, isn't right. it?
Well, yes, it is, by golly.
It's always blowing.
If you ever need any extra wind, you can come to Chino Valley, Apalden, and we've got plenty.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Al?
Right. It's a good kite flying area.
I like that.
I'm not so sure. I just wouldn't mount some kind of sunscreen on the outside of it and stop the majority of the water from getting in.
Well, you got to be careful because the vent needs to be able to have air flowing through it, as you all well know. Al, let me ask you a question. Is this vent a metal vent that is a manufactured vent?
Yes, manufactured metal vent, the typical out-of-the-box triangular shape. It's from the peak to the bottom of it is maybe not quite 3 feet, but it's about maybe 5-6 feet across the base.
That's big.
That's a big vent.
That's really, really big.
Mm-hmm. It's a big wall.
There's no doubt in my mind. I'd mount a sunscreen over the outside of it.
I would agree with that. I think that mounting a sunscreen is probably going to be your best bet to do something like that. Just make sure you don't block it off with plastic or anything like that. You know, that's one thing that you don't want to do, and I've seen folks do that.
Okay. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888, Rosie, for you.